There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
Follow the money.
That's what I always say. You always follow the money.
Yeah. This is Follow the Money with Mitch Moss and Pauly Howard on VSiN.
Become a VSiN Pro subscriber and get up to VSiN.com. What's new? Steve Mackinnon, top 25 quarterback betting trends. Applebaum, top tips for betting the bowl games. Bowl guides out Thursday. Adam Burke, best bets Monday through Friday by midday. Check it out at VSiN.com. So here we go. Getting ready for a huge week of week 15 in the NFL. And the lines are out at the various books. And we start with a huge matchup on Thursday night. Al will be in a good mood finally. San Francisco at Seattle. And we'll see how Purdy does coming up. But San Francisco, now by the way, as Mitch said, 10, one game moved. 10 games have a point spread of four or fewer.
Yeah,
there Think about that.
Yep.
And here's one of them. San Francisco 1.5 at Seattle.
I think it's too low. It's too short. The Seahawks offense has been a revelation this year. Geno Smith has been great, but remember what happened the first time they played.
He got swept by Seattle last year.
Yeah.
A tough place to play, but I want to see how very interested how Purdy does Sunday.
I think this will be a game changer when they go against this defense. They've had some soft defenses on their schedule.
Wow, that's true. The first meeting was horrendous.
That's what I'm talking about.
That was absolutely.
Yep. Yeah, and oh, by the way, for Brock Purdy, again, you know, here's maybe the best case scenario. Maybe Brock Purdy and the Niners don't win this game, and he looks a little, you know, off against a good defense, but Shanahan sticks with him, and then the Seahawks become the favorite, and then Brock Purdy's going to go against that defense. Oh, man, if I can get the 49ers as a dog in that scenario, absolutely I'm going to be on board.
This is a great week of games. Getting close to playoff time and how tie in Survivor as well. Who are you going to use? All right, the triple header on Saturday. The early game, Colts and Vikings. Vikings 5.5.
Man, I really don't want to lay that. But I also, do you want to take the Colts?
Yeah, who knows how the Colts will treat it, too.
Yeah.
I mean, you really think Ryan's the quarterback the rest of the year? I mean, Browns, 3 at home to the Ravens, the middle game. Jackson could be back then. Maybe.
You know what? I actually, even right now with Huntley, plus the 3, I would look at the Ravens there. Because I like Huntley.
Sure.
I think that guy can play.
Yeah, I agree. And all the close losses they had when Lamar was out. I mean, he almost beat Green Bay.
Right.
The Rams had to beat him on a 2-point conversion.
That's right. And let's not
he hung in there when Lamar was out.
Let's not get too nuts after the Cleveland win on Sunday.
Well, it was ridiculous.
I mean, that's Kyle Allen and the worst team in football they beat, and the Browns did nothing on offense against the worst defense in football.
Handed him 3 touchdowns. This is too low. They did Miami no favors here. The Saturday night game. Buffalo 7.5 against Miami. It's too low. Especially, we'll see if we get weather with wind. But they thoroughly outplayed and dominated Miami in the first game. total fluke how they lost that game. But the other thing is, it's a schedule spot because you're going with Miami. That'll be Miami's third straight road game. And they go, West Coast? West Coast? They're the Sunday night game this week.
Right.
Now they play on Saturday, and it's on the road again.
It's a terrible spot.
Horrible spot.
God awful. Maybe the worst one of the entire year for any team in the league. It's actually, it's down to seven at three, at least three different spots here in Las Vegas. I'll look beyond.
Revenge angle, how the first meeting went, bad spot, Bills win by double digits.
Okay, you going to call your shot right now?
Saints, yeah, Saints 3 against Atlanta. Again, lay these point spreads, a lot of these games right here.
Yeah, for what it's worth, I'm seeing 7-2 at multiple spots outside of Las Vegas, too, for that game.
And here you go. Let me look at it here. Seven people in Survivor here at Circa. $6 million on the line. Seven still have Kansas City.
Okay.
Kansas City's four. That's too short. Kansas City 14 at Houston.
Well, there you go, right? If you make it to next week,
yeah,
you don't even consider any other game.
Yeah, got to be. Yeah.
You're going KC there.
I wrote, who cares? I mean, they're just embarrassing performance and how bad this Houston outfit is.
Were they specifically waiting on the Chiefs for this week?
Yeah.
I'd probably lean yes on that.
Dallas 6 at Jacksonville.
I like Dallas.
Could be a long day for Lawrence.
That's only 6.
Yep, okay.
I don't understand the number.
I'm surprised at this one. The Jets are favored at home against Detroit. They're laying 3.
What are you surprised by?
I thought this would be pick'em.
Oh, you did?
I did.
No.
Yes.
Jets need to be favored in that game a little bit. It's going to be Jared Goff on the road. Maybe some bad weather, good defense.
Okay, yeah.
You're suddenly super that high on the Lions?
Yes.
Okay, I mean, I like them this week.
What if they beat the Vikings?
No, I think Goff's going to be in for a rude awakening on the road against the Jets.
Okay, Pittsburgh 3 at Carolina. Steelers are playing well, and they're favored against the Ravens this week.
Boy, that's a big number, though, is it not? I need to see what Carolina does this
week. I don't think Carolina will move the ball.
Maybe.
I don't. I would look at Pittsburgh there. Eagles 7.5 against the Bears. What is this total?
Oh my
God. Let me get that. But that everyone will tease that. It's 49.
That's too low.
Well,
check the forecast.
Possible weather scenario, but yeah. Eagles 7.5 against the Bears. Back-to-back road games for Philly. But
oh, my God. That game, what are the Eagles going to do offensively to the Bears' defense?
Yeah.
I mean, you name it. Do they want to gash him on the ground? Do they want to have Hurts win the MVP? What do they want to do here?
Denver is 1 at home to Arizona. No opinion, but that is...
That reeks of a stay awake.
Yes, right. Raiders, now it's a late game. Flexed out of Sunday night. Raiders 2 at home to the Patriots. Still a path here for New England. Now it starts Monday night. Can they beat Arizona? Then they come out here. They'd be 8-6. But I would take the Raiders in that game.
You know what? Right now I absolutely lean Raiders there.
All right.
Is that number not going to go up? I mean, if the Raiders they're getting the Rams on Thursday night, that number, I think there's a really good chance that number goes to at least 3. By the way, I want to backtrack for 1 second here. The Arizona-Denver total is 39.
Oh, okay. Yeah.
I mean, is Kyler Murray and that offense going to do anything against that defense? And on the flip side, you know about the Broncos' broken offense. 39, I would suggest, is too high still.
I like your Cleveland under 2. Ravens-Browns, 41.5. Okay, another good late game. Bengals are 2 at Tampa.
Wow.
That's too short. They're hot right now. So is Burrow.
You need to bet it because it's going to move to 3 then.
Tampa had no business. Not to mention, Tampa could have the division in their back pocket too by that time.
Yeah, I mean, 7-6.
Who else is going to be? Yeah, actually, I know. I don't care what the record is. There's no one behind them.
But you're right. Actually, they could have the division in hand if they lose this week and drop to 6-7.
Possible. Yes. Chargers are 2. That's good game. Chargers are 2 at home against Tennessee. I don't know how this GM thing is going to work out. How about the timing? You're the 1 seed last year. You're going to win your division, and I guess it coincides with what A.J. Brown did to you, but you fire your GM. Crazy timing.
Yeah. I mean, the way it worked out, it was perfect timing because they, you know, Brown is taking on the former team there in the Titans, and, you know, I think Philly and Sirianni made it a point to eviscerate him and say, hey, what do you think now, huh?
Yeah.
How's that trade working out for you?
Uh-huh.
And he went nuts on him, and then bam.
Then again, if the Titans win Sunday, the division's over.
probably already over anyways.
I like the Titans.
The division will be over, and then they're just thinking, okay, maybe seeding, and how important is that? And that's a huge game for the Chargers. It's their season's on the line if they lose to Miami. The Sunday night game now, they flexed it. Washington is 4 at home to the Giants. It's going to be back-to-back games for Washington. They have the bye. Weird scheduling spot.
Right, right. So they were just 2.5 on the road against the Giants, played out to a tie. So you flip it now, and it's 4. And it makes sense. I would also, I think it's maybe a touch high. I would make the number probably 3, to be honest, at that. So maybe you get a point there, in my opinion, on the Giants.
It was a weird game. I mean, the Giants had it, and then Heinicke made the unbelievable play on fourth down. And that let surprise Rivera didn't go for the win. Remember, he did that a couple years ago.
He did.
In the same building.
That's exactly right.
And then the Giants, we get
no,
the tie.
No, because I think maybe does the tie set up?
Helps them out?
Yeah.
Yeah. You're on the road? Okay. And the Monday night game, another stinker. But remember, I looked at this. 9 people still have the Packers in Survivor. They're a 9-point favorite at home to the Rams on Monday night.
Interesting. I wonder how many people have the Packers and the Chiefs left.
Yeah.
Because you said 7 are on the Chiefs, right. 9 on the Packers, but do they have any?
A lot of people have already used Miami and Tampa. And that's very important for Christmas.
Oh, for Christmas Day.
Yeah. I mean, what do you want to take the Broncos for $6 million? I guess a lot of people, because most people have either Indy or the Chargers left. So someone will just say, well, I'm just going to go with the Monday night game and see what happens. Because you're not taking Kingsbury, are you, for $6 million?
Oh, God,
you don't
no.
want that, do
God,
you?
God, no.
You don't have Miami. You don't have Tampa. How do what you if, get involved in the Denver Rams game?
What if
you you take the Chargers or the Colts?
Maybe you're forced to play Green Bay.
Oh, I hope not.
I mean, would you?
That would be.
I mean, if it comes down to it, would you rather go Green Bay, Arizona, or Denver?
Well, again, I never thought we'd even come close to Christmas. So there are probably some people that's like, I'll worry about it when I get there.
Yeah.
And then the only thing you have. But I still think enough people. Where is it? I wrote it down. 56 have the Chargers, 69 have the Colts.
Okay.
So
okay.
everyone right. will be, and there's 70 people left in the contest.
My takeaway here is, first of all, I like a bunch of games next week.
But look at 10 games, 4 points or fewer. Going to be a rough week.
Cowboys, that's too short. Cowboys are the best team in football right now.
Your Dallas-Philly teaser.
Yeah, that number is way too short. That has to go above 7. It just has to.
Yeah.
They're much better than Jacksonville.
Yeah, good point about what the team total, everything. They'll do well.
Yeah.
Right.
And that is a really good schedule of games, though, next week. I mean, like, Lions-Jets is super intriguing to me.
That's a big game, especially if the Vikings win. And the late games are the Tennessee-Charger game's a monster, too.
We'll get into NFL season-long props coming up next. And some Super Bowl exactas that make some sense at this point of the season as well here on Follow the Money. It's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
From BBC Radio 4, Britain's biggest paranormal podcast is going on a road trip.
I thought in that moment, oh my God, we've summoned something from this board.
This is Uncanny USA.
He says, somebody's in the house, and I screamed.
Listen to Uncanny USA wherever you get your BBC podcasts, if you dare.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Everything you need at Bet Rivers, your home, all the latest lines, odds, and boosts, whether it's football, hockey, basketball, World Cup. Oh, how about the doubleheader Friday and Saturday to get to the semis? Dynamite. Tuesday, hockey first goal insurance. Sunday, football parlay insurance and more. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today at Bet Rivers. It's a whole new game. Great season-long props, always updated at DraftKings. And most wins. Philly is minus $3. Bills, Vikings, Chiefs plus 750. You want to get nuts? Dallas is 16-1. I think they could run the table, but I don't think it's going to be good enough because of what's still left for Philly. And again, we've been talking about since September, this Philly schedule. If that team, it's a long season, you're going to see some bad performances, some good ones, and I still think they should be undefeated, but that's another discussion. This Philly team should be able to get to 15. And Philly minus $3. Still haven't played the Giants. They're on the road Sunday. We just mentioned that they're at Chicago. Back-to-back-to-back road games. I do think they will lose Christmas Eve in Dallas.
As do I.
But then they close with New Orleans and the Giants at home.
Right. I really do think 15-2 is going to happen.
Yes.
Of, you know, keeping in mind, they're going to remain healthy. Nothing happens to Hurts, et cetera. They're so good, Paul. And they have, again, that's...
I can beat you different ways.
Oh, absolutely.
That was great.
They prove it like every week. Look at the back-to-back performances they just did. They ran for 360 yards against the Packers. Like 360. One of the best performances ever on the ground. And then they came out against Tennessee and just said, okay, we're going to go deep.
Mm-hmm.
But that's smart coaching because Green Bay can't stop the run and Tennessee's vulnerable against the air. So they just, okay, well, we're going to adjust to the defense that we're going to see, and
right.
Good luck, because you got to pick your poison.
And does San Francisco win the division? That's also important. I mean, because who are they facing off the bye once they get the one seed? That's another one.
Eileen, yes.
Is it a Seattle?
We're all giddy about, you know, Brock Purdy here, but it was one game.
I know. Everything's coming up roses for the Eagles right now. So most wins. Vikings, no way. Now, to get the one seed, let's go in the NFC. The Eagles are $4. Got to risk $400 to win $100. The Eagles are $4 to get the one seed. Dallas plus $450. The Vikings, 8-1. Even though they're 10-2, they already lost at Philly. And doable schedule coming up. But again, they're underdogs against Detroit. And who knows? Nothing surprising. I mean, come on. Think about this. Every single week, how they're pulling one out.
Well, how many losses do the Cowboys have coming up?
Do you think they run the table? I think they run the table.
I think there's a very good chance they do because it's Houston at Jacksonville. Then they come back for Philly at home. We talked about that game. They close at Tennessee. That'll be tough. And then at Washington.
That's a good game. But they're better than Tennessee. And you got to be concerned about Tannehill and the passing attack. How about that vicious hit that Burks took? Oh, that was scary.
You know, I was watching that game live when it happened. How do you hang on to the football?
Yeah, I don't know.
That was an incredible catch.
Right.
And then he was just mauled in the end zone there, and you could tell that was going to be scary.
Yeah, that's a tough way to close at Tennessee and at Washington. Washington could need it like blood for their playoff lives.
Right.
So here's O'Connell yesterday, head coach of the Vikings, about how are you 9-0 in one score? How have you won 9 one-score games?
I just don't think it's an accident that our team, we keep on using the term finding ways to win, doing enough to win. The important thing is in those moments, whether it is situational football, understanding how, you know, clock management and how our team plays a role in that in all three phases, how we can play smart, aggressive football, but also understand we're setting ourselves up to do those things to win those games in the end. This is a very competitive league. Each and every Sunday feels like no matter what your intent may be as a team, you're still going to go out and have to find ways to impose your will and ultimately win football games.
Okay, I want to run this by you, and don't look at me sideways, but if they win this weekend at the Lions, I don't expect them to, but if they do, could the Vikings run the table? They'll get the Colts and Giants at home after that.
Yeah.
They go to Green Bay in Week 17 and then the Bears in Week 18.
Yeah.
They beat Green Bay in Week 1, 23-7. And, oh, by the way.
That's possible. Yeah, I know, but you just think the Eagles go – thought the Eagles go 15-2 and they have the tiebreaker. But could the – if the
they
Eagles
would have yeah.
Eagles would have to lose two games.
So
that's – okay.
Packers GM Brian Gutekunst said yesterday, quote, there could be serious discussion about Jordan Love getting into the mix. So I actually think that's a good thing.
Can you imagine if this team goes 15-2? I mean, this is
honestly, who do you give the coach of the year to if the Eagles and the Vikings each go 15-2, but the Eagles get the tiebreaker and they're the one seed? I think a lot of voters will look at O'Connell and say, "Are you kidding me?"
They lost all those last year.
Absolutely, yeah.
Did you see that story? Jefferson never was in Zimmer's office.
Yeah, how strange was that?
O'Connell's like, "Hey, I want to meet with you.
Right,
come into my office." He goes, "I don't know where it is."
Yeah,
he goes, "What do you mean?" I go, "I've never
been there."
I know. I thought that could be part of the problem. What happened there with the Vikings? This is good. Who will get the one seed in the AFC? Bills 125. Now it's been some ups and downs here, especially for Allen. The Bills, all three of the losses are total flukes, right? The Viking game, he fumbles at the one.
That's a fluke.
They're up 17 in the third quarter at home. They dominate Miami.
Up 14-3 against the Jets.
And then the plays and how long. Right, and then the Jet game, and then Allen just lost his mind.
He did.
They're up 11, and Allen kept turning the ball over. So do they run the table?
Well, there's a game that you know I'm going to make a case for
that's
they lose. It's going to be...
Right,
it's Monday, January 2nd. They play at Cincinnati.
Enormous. Chiefs plus 150. I do think they run the table, the Kansas City. Bengals are 10-1 if you want to get nuts, and Miami's 18-1 to get the one seed in the AFC.
Well, there is a path there, believe it or not, for Cincinnati to do it because they would have the tiebreaker over Kansas City, and then with the win over Buffalo, they would also have the tiebreaker over them. But they essentially mm-hmm. have to run the table, and it's not easy. I mean, Browns at Tampa, at New England, Buffalo at home, and then Baltimore at home.
Nah, can't do it.
No, that's very difficult.
Nope. Updated win totals at DraftKings. They have some different numbers, but some with some big juice. Vikings are 13.5, under $1.60. 13.5.
I can't see it happening.
Yeah.
But every week they're pulling out these ridiculous ways to win.
Yep. Bills 12.5, Dallas 12.5. What we were just talking about, Philly's 14.5. They can still lose a game. The Niners are 11.5. That one's tough.
Let me get the 49ers schedule here.
Yeah, there's some tough games coming up, and then it comes down to Purdy, too. I mean, just look who the next two games are at. Tampa, and then you go at Seattle on Thursday.
That is a great game now. Out here in Vegas on New Year's Day, they play the Raiders. I want to see that game.
What if the Raiders come in on that winning streak, too?
Okay, yep, right. Possible. It's possible.
That game is? Definitely a path for the Raiders, yeah.
I would lean taking that defense over Derek Carr, though, Paul.
Yeah.
Right?
Washington's no gimme.
No.
I mean, you got to respect this kid.
You do.
Heinicke's 11-2, ATS.
I really like him against Seattle at this point. I can change my opinion on that, but that's not the next 4 weeks, though. Oh, boy, that could be a little tricky.
Super Bowl exactas. Bills-Eagles, 7-1. Can you imagine? Oh, again, Glendale, those two fan bases.
Well, that would be phenomenal.
My God, just the Bills, period. Bills, imagine Bills-Vikings. Finally, the health freeze is over. Someone's going to win.
Who was the first one you said? Bills?
Bills-Eagles, 7-1.
Imagine we get rematch of Bills-Cowboys.
Yeah.
With those two fan bases.
Yes. Bills-Dallas, 10-1. Chiefs-Eagles, 9-1. Chiefs-Dallas, 13-1. Bills-Niners, 14-1. Just give me Bills, anybody. Oh, God, you're set up. I know it's a Super Bowl, so it's going to crush it no matter what. But imagine the handle and just the hype for 2 weeks if it's Bills-Dallas, Bills-Vikings, Bills-Giants, Bills-Eagles,
Bills-Cowboys would just be an absolute monster.
Yeah.
I think Bills-49ers would be gigantic, too.
How many times would they show the Leon Lett video? if that
countless.
Happened, he'd be coming in.
You know what? Sign me up for Bengals-Cowboys right now. As a bet, not as like that'd be my preferred Super Bowl
exact
matchup. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah. Maybe look that way. Although then I'm really trusting the Cowboys in the playoffs. I really have to get there, huh? Oh, boy. I mean, they're awesome right now.
I know. That but it's a problem you have. Plus your prop bet. Orioles Cowboys is on the line.
I need them to lose their first playoff game.
Sure. Oh, it's embarrassing. No doubt about it.
It is, yeah.
Jimmy G has as many playoff wins as Dallas does in the last 25 years.
Well, and let's not forget, this team has also like been the one seed during that time.
Yep.
Multiple times.
14, 13 wins.
Yeah, with really good teams, and they can't even get out of the first round.
Uh-huh. Win their first game, right.
Yeah, that's what I meant, yeah.
Yes. Boy, is that juicy. God. And it looks like Dallas is going to have to play Tampa Bay to start. They shouldn't have any problems, but still, again, that'll be great. What's that number? Because it's still, do you want to go against Brady in the playoffs in a big game?
Oh, it's going to be a touchdown.
You think it's that high?
Yeah.
Oh, that's how we're going to start. Might be your Monday night game. Who knows?
Right.
Unless something crazy happens, Dallas will play Tampa.
Let's think about this. The Niners were 6.5 this week against the Buccaneers before Garoppolo got hurt. They were 6.5. I would say Niners, Cowboys with Garoppolo, probably a pretty similar power rating.
Okay.
Yeah. Oh, do we have some breaking news? I think we have some breaking news that we have to get to. Uh-oh, this could be a monster. Coming up here on Follow the Money, it's VSiN, the Sports Betting Network.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Get up to first bet, get $10 instantly and a $200 deposit match bonus. Promo code HORSE200. Sign up now, VSiN.com/horses. With wagering in more than 300 tracks, AI-assisted picks. First Bet app, easiest way to bet on your favorite sports. Secure payments, great customer service, reliable website. Details at VSiN.com/horses. VSiN.com/horses. Sign up now, please. Support the sponsors.
All right, here's your breaking news. Per John Morosi, Ken Rosenthal as well. Sources confirm Aaron Judge in agreement with the New York Yankees. 9 years, $360 million.
Oh, Heyman. God, Heyman.
Oh, he's got to be hating life this morning.
Oh, that's going to take a while for that one to wear off. One's tough.
And again, following this last night, we're not there at the winter meetings, but following the people who are reporting what's going on, Heyman had that, but it was not just Heyman. It was other reporters saying there was a buzz in the area, in the hotel, in the lobby, that Judge is going to go to the Giants. And now you can fast forward to, 8 hours later, and that's all wrong. And Judge is going to stay in New York. He's 30 years old, so that contract will take him until he is 39, obviously.
Wow, how about that? Right, now the deal, yeah, 9 for $360. And you mentioned the age. Already people are chiming in. Good luck with that when he's 37, 38, and what you're paying him. But David Sampson, who's coming on, former president of the Marlins, said if the money was close, he's going to be the Yankees.
Well, he was right with that.
Yeah, and the report yesterday was it was in the neighborhood of 360, 365 from the Giants. So the Yankees come 9 for $360.
So I'll ask you this then. Right now, gut reaction, do the Giants regret not going to like 400?
Yes, absolutely.
I think you have to. Or just having the discussion, like, just say, what's it going to take? We'll give you 400. Would you come here for 400? Here's the offer. Here's the paperwork. Bam. It's 400. It says it right there.
It's a rabid fan base. I think a lot of people be surprised about this, how the Giants run that down. Giants are huge in San Francisco.
I will say that. I haven't clearly, I haven't lived in every city. I will submit that the Giants fan base might be the most underrated fan base out of any sport for any pro team in the entire country. I moved there in 2011, and I was blown away at it. I thought for sure we were going to go there, and it was all 49ers, all Raiders. It was going to be, Andrew Luck was there, and good college teams. They scoffed at me when I said, when you want to talk Stanford and Andrew Luck, we don't talk college football here. We talk 49ers, Raiders, and we talk Giants. I'm like, what? They're like, Mitch, you have no idea how big the Giants are. And did I soon realize, oh my God, they were not kidding. The fan base blew my mind.
The Yankees win total is 94. That division? Mama. Well, Judge is 6-1 to lead the league in home runs. And they're the favorites to win the division.
Well, Paulie, all rise.
Yeah, that's too bad. That's too bad for baseball.
Yeah, I really wanted to see him go to the West Coast.
Yes.
And go to the Giants. I also, I'm from this standpoint, though, too, I wanted to see the reaction in New York the week that Brian Cashman got the extension. They lost Aaron Judge. That's what I wanted to see. Now, what's fair moving forward for Aaron Judge? That was a career year last year. But I think that if he stays healthy, right, you can pencil in.
If, yeah.
Like, you can go. Can we put that on the screen, guys? The 162-game average? Look at this. I mean, you can basically say he's good for, and I'll be very conservative here. You can say 45, a buck 10, and more than 100 runs scored if he stays healthy. Those are, in my opinion, absolutely fair numbers from him. Like, he's not going to hit 27 home runs. That's not going to be that big of a, that's not who, unless he gets hurt. I'm saying if he stays healthy, plays the full season,
yeah,
he's going to put up gigantic numbers.
Now, what other moves do they make? And is this conflicting reports about now, is it we're just going to go with the farm system and go with the young kids as well? But I just can't believe the drought that we have. And again, how Cashman continues to come back and get extensions. Mm-hmm. I mean, 2009, the last World Series?
Well, if this is, I will say this on his behalf, if this is the first thing that gets it done and they win a World Series, then it was probably worth it.
Well, they have a lot of moves to make. Now they lost Tyone. Where'd he go? Did the Cubs get him? I can't remember, but the Cubs got Tyone, so you lose Tyone too. And who's behind Cole? Who do you have? And can you go to war with Cole? I mean, Houston, he was fine, but now since...
For the regular season.
That's what I'm saying. I'm talking like, all right, you got to win this one. Season's on the line. World Series, whatever. Go to the World Series. Plus, Houston's had your number. Now, you get a big break there with Verlander leaving, but Houston still hasn't been. And what was the problem? You couldn't touch the Houston starting pitcher regular season and in the playoffs, and they embarrassed you in the playoffs.
I still think the Houston staff is going to be awesome next year again.
Yeah.
Despite losing Verlander, who won the Cy Young. That'll tell you how good, how deep it was. But you're exactly right. I mean, the Yankees got their starting pitching last year exceeded expectations. I mean, they went to the moon. I don't think you can expect that next year. I think they have to make, can they? Will they? Will they go out there and spend more money? I don't think that you can just sit there and pop the champagne bottles after this now.
That hasn't worked. That's my ownership. And Steinbrenner might say, no, I'm not doing that. We keep just spending this ungodly amount of money, and where's it getting us?
Oh no,
that goes back to Cashman though too. He can't pick his nose.
Yeah, but I think you have to make. I'm not asking him to go out there and sign. I mean, Rodon is going to be a heavy ask because Rodon's going to get a lot of money.
Uh-huh.
But you can get like the next tier kind of guy that would be available. Like, would you if Walker was still available? He signed 4 years, $72 million. Is that over the top? Think of a guy like Walker.
Is he my number two then? My number three? My nasty Nestor? Or that's I don't think that moves the needle enough. In New York. I mean, they have to end this drought. It's embarrassing. And Houston is just, Houston's your daddy. Can't beat Houston.
Yeah, they're in the move so far, the big ones. I'll tell you another one. Under the Abreu, come on, to the Astros in that lineup, it's a huge move offensively.
Yeah, right.
So I think that they're going to be just okay with losing Verlander. Okay.
And a good job by Cleveland. They made a move. They got Bell.
Yeah. And that was a totally fair contract, I thought.
Mm-hmm.
Was it $33 million for 2 years? And it's going to be split down the middle for both of those. This is, last night?
This shows you how close it was. I mean, with the reports and Hangman got it wrong, poor guy, but right. This tells you what it was like. They asked Boone yesterday how he's feeling and what's the last couple hours been like.
Aaron, what do you know?
I know nothing. I really don't. I really don't. It's been an uncomfortable, hour, but I have nothing.
He's got nothing. He didn't even know.
Yeah, and that's right around with the Heyman report. Aaron Judge looks like he's headed to the Giants.
Oh,
when
man.
He tweeted that out.
Can we put that back up too, fellas?
Then he had to walk it back.
The Heyman tweets from last night.
Oh, God.
He breaks a lot of news. I mean,
I know, but he's right.
What I said earlier, the rush to be first and to break it first, this will tell you. I mean, he spelled his name wrong. He called him Arson Judge, appears headed to the Giants. That's the tweet. That's how quickly he wanted to get it out there. I got to be first.
Oh, no.
And then he corrected that one.
And then less than 10 hours later, he stays with the Yankees.
Oh, boy.
Damn.
Yep, my apologies for jumping the gun. That took place in a 7-minute span. He tweeted Arson, then 3 minutes later said, Aaron, and then 4 minutes after that, guys, I'm sorry. Well, I hope nobody bet Giants futures based on that news then last night. The breaking news, that's even with a blue check mark, certified, verified, whatever you want to call it now with Twitter these days, on Heyman, who's been doing this for a long time. That's not a mock. It's not a parody account. That dude got it wrong.
I just thought it would have been great for baseball.
Oh, me too.
Even enhance the Dodger-Giant rivalry.
That's exactly what I was just going to say.
Because of the Judge move, then the Dodgers would have done something.
Uh-huh.
And probably getting Correa. That could happen. But in any event, what that meant, and also what it meant to West Coast baseball, too.
From a betting standpoint, I have no desire to add the Yankees to win a World Series right now.
94 is crazy.
94, too many wins?
In that division? Yeah, sure.
It's a really good division.
You mentioned Philly. Philly's 88.5, and they're the third choice to win that division after getting Turner and Walker and going to the World Series.
Think about that for a second.
The Mets are 92.5, and they got to get another pitcher, and I think they will. They lose Walker, they lose DeGrom. But great that you have Verlander and Scherzer at the top of your rotation.
Look at the future board. I'm not going to bet the Dodgers 6-1. No, thank you. I don't want the Yankees. The Rangers are down to 28-1. I don't want that. I know DeGrom, that contract is bonkers, man. We're getting feedback on Twitter, at VSiN Live, at Mitch Moss Radio, at Paulie Howard, saying they had a lot of bad luck this last year. A lot of young players on the rise. This team's going to be a player. All you have to do is, this point is right. If they squeak into the playoffs, anything can happen. I mean, it happened. Look at the Phillies. But
well, they're spending a ton of money. What they gave Seager and what?
Simeon.
Yeah.
Both guys.
Yeah, what's the jump, though? You think they're going to make 68 wins? The guy's never healthy. Yeah, that's why that's an absurd contract.
They have to make a massive leap.
If you're the Mets, it's six good riddance. You won 101 games. What do you win, five of them?
Yeah.
So.
And in that division, you're looking up at the Astros.
Though. Yeah.
You do.
Sorry.
And also, I mean, the Mariners, you know, that team was very young. And I think that they're going to be probably players next year as well.
Rays made a move.
Yeah.
They had Eflin, however you pronounce it, right?
Eflin, yeah.
Yep, Eflin, yep.
All right, there you go. It's Follow the Money here. We'll come back with Duke and Kirk coming up on VSiN here, the Sports Betting Network.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation and a whole lot more? You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katia Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.
This is Follow the Money on VSiN.
Huge soccer matches Friday, Saturday. NFL game tomorrow. The menu will blow your mind at Bet Rivers. Whether it's football, hockey, basketball, or the World Cup, join them every week for new promotions and great house specials. Head to BetRivers.com or download the app today. You saw they had the best odds on Ramos with the hat trick. At 101, it's always a new game at Bet Rivers. Let's go.
Great moments in history have begun with a question.
To be or not to be, that is the question.
What came first, the chicken or the egg?
Was it over when the Germans bombed Pearl Harbor?
And what kind kind of hair product does Mitch Moss use? But Follow the Money wants to know.
Do you concur?
Concur with
what, sir?
Do you concur?
If you're just tuning in right now, we have breaking news 15 minutes ago. Aaron Judge re-signed as a free agent with the Yankees. 9 years, $360 million. Paulie, I'll begin here. The Yankees not having a World Series title since 2009 is more unacceptable than the Green Bay Packers only having two Super Bowls over 30 years with Brett Favre and Aaron Rodgers. Do you concur?
Yes, concur. Absolutely. Because it's hard to win in the NFL. Dan Marino didn't have a ring. You Peyton Manning for a long time was stuck on one. What happened to Drew Brees? I mean, Elway needed a running game finally with Terrell Davis to get one. But the Yankees just, every year, it's their number one or number two in payroll. And old George would just throw money at the problem,
right?
And just sign all these guys. Yet another indictment of Cashman. But this is all, for the most part, on Cashman.
Yep.
That is unacceptable. I could see the Packer thing. I mean, it's really hard to win in the NFL.
Yeah. I like to point this out because Yankee fans have gotten on me before for complaining about the Packers. Like, just be happy. They win a lot of games every year and you've won two Super Bowls. I'm like, you're a Yankees fan, dude. You complain every single year when you don't win a World Series. You're in the same exact boat that I am, so knock it off.
Yeah. Well, the Patriots also ruined it. Belichick and Brady ruined it for everyone, too.
100%.
I mean, other than the Patriots, it is hard to win.
Yep.
Ask Marino. Okay. It has become impossible to keep up with all of the Marvel and Star Wars shows. Do you concur?
Oh, my God. I tapped out years ago.
Yeah, I'll tie it into one, too. The TV options are so good, it's frustrating. Available.
Honestly, the only way that you can keep track of all this stuff is if you do that for a living, is if you are like a TV critic.
I can't keep up.
Well, there's no way,
Paul. It's frustrating to go back and look and almost, I'm like, oh my God, am I behind on stuff? Because everyone watches TV. I keep hearing how good Andor is, and it's the best of the bunch. And Mandalorian, which I'm caught up on, season 3 comes out, I think, in March. But then, like, White Lotus, Seasons 2 is supposed to be unbelievable.
Yeah, I want feedback on that.
I can't keep up with this.
I want feedback on that. FTM at VSiN.com. Also, on Twitter at VSiN Live, Mitch Moss Radio, Paulie Howard. Is White Lotus worth watching? I'm seeing a lot of hype on this, and people are saying it's terrific. I've never seen one episode.
I got halfway through season 1.
Oh, you did? Right. Did you like it?
Yeah, it was over. Well, our buddy E, and also, was it, who else, the other guy? Someone else was making a big case for it. I didn't think it was that good, but apparently season 2 has been great. I'm only a couple episodes into Dahmer. I have to finish that on Netflix. Knives Out is coming up in a couple of weeks on Netflix,
well,
too.
I think, and by the way, during like football season, forget about it. I mean, how are you going to be able to watch all these? But I will say this.
The Star Wars is out of control. I didn't even know about the Andor. I think it's been a couple seasons.
How is it not watered down? Even though the biggest Star Wars fans in the planet have to say, okay, this is a bit much now.
I can't do the Marvel. I can't.
Oh, no, God,
Avengers
no.
And all this.
So,
Iron Man was good, but then all the other stuff and the spin-offs, I can't get it.
I will point this out. I think maybe the best way to do it is once something drops for the first time, if you just blow it out that day or that week, and then you're done with it. My example would be Wednesday on Netflix about the Addams Family and the character Wednesday. It's an eight episodes of the first season. 45 to an hour on each one of them. I knocked it out in 2 days. It's awesome. The girl who played, what's her name, Jenna Ortega, give her every award.
Oh, yeah.
She's amazing as Wednesday. And by the way, it set a Netflix record. Most hours viewed now of anything they've ever made, ever.
Come on.
It surpassed Stranger Things.
Wow. See, that's another one. Power of the Rings. I'm halfway through with that.
She's got it
but
started and keep going.
That's unbelievable, too. I know.
Yeah.
But that's the time thing. Is it okay? It's okay to ask a girl out anywhere. I'm driving around yesterday listening to the hot morning show, whatever.
Oh,
and the girl was offended that someone asked her out at the grocery store.
Wait, the DJ was?
Yeah. I thought you'd be flattered. I mean, because we got into this, is it okay to ask a girl out at the gym?
Right.
We've done that before.
Okay, so.
And I was like, well, I mean, this is, you're in your environment, you see, why not? You only live once. I might never see you again. What do I have to lose?
I'm going to say this as nice as I possibly can. And this is because I'm married, so I don't ask women out, but I pay attention to the conversations my wife has, with her sister and her friends. I don't concur.
Not appropriate.
And the reason why I say this is based on stuff I picked up on. People get offended at everything nowadays. So you got to be careful.
I was offended that she was offended.
That's what I would think, too.
That someone asked her out at the grocery store and bothered.
Why are you bothered by
it? I don't know.
People
What's acceptable now? The park? Walking your dog?
No, can't do that.
Can't do the gym? Bad form?
Right. To me, I don't want to fake outrage the way it seems. I mean,
I got to tell you, I got to compliment you. You're beautiful.
I'd like
to take
you. You can just say no. You don't have to be offended by
that. We don't have coffee.
But we're in our mid-40s, Paulie, so we don't get it anymore. So we're way beyond. We're not living in the 90s anymore, man.
I couldn't believe it. She was very bothered by that. That she was at the grocery store and someone said, hey, I'd like to take you out. I got to tell you. she's married, too, so I don't know. Very good. The DMV and the ER/doctor. It's the same experience and same thing now. The joy you feel when you get to leave and it's finally over, and the fact that you're going in and it could be half an hour, it could be 6 hours.
I concur. And I tell you, my luck, I've been stuck at the DMV before for 2 hours, and I went up there and I'm like, are you going to call number 31 anytime soon? They're like, yeah, we called that an hour and a half ago. I'm like, I'm sitting right here. No, you didn't.
Yeah. I was just there. And I was next with my number.
Yeah.
An hour and a half. I'm like, wait a second. I'm the next number here. It's like S333, and I'm S3, one away. What the hell's going on? You're losing your mind.
Yeah, that's where I get offended.
You get
right?
also, you it's goes like, come off on. Something. Yeah. Oh, wait, I missed my number. Good luck.
So I apologize in advance for any coughing attack. I'm slightly under the weather. Yesterday, no joke. There's no better system than this. Combined between going to the third urgent care that would take a patient and getting the prescriptions when it was all said and done, it was 4.5 hours yesterday out of my day. 4.5 hours. I left door to door 10:30, got home at 3 o'clock. Are you kidding me? That what?
Yeah.
How?
I moved here in 2001 and I was very sick. And it was a 3 hour wait just to get into the doctor at the time. When that happened, just to get in.
Oh, it's maddening. Yeah. One more here. Baker Mayfield's career is not dead. Do you concur?
No, it's over. It's over.
What if he makes it work with the Rams?
It's not. Was Stafford going to retire?
He might.
The injury might be that bad. Well, he's not going to have anything to work with either because Kupp's out and Robinson's out.
Right.
So they just did this because they had no one else left other than Perkins and Wolford's hurt. It's a huge fall from grace. And just how bad he was in Carolina, and I was wrong. I thought it'd work out. But where was the guy in Cleveland? It almost went to the AFC title game. It's over, and his QBR is horrendous. It's over for Mayfield. Another quarterback bust, number one overall pick, bust.
It's also over for the Rams. I mean, I'm not talking this year.
Oh, it's a long rebuild.
Yeah, this was very predictable.
Stafford's going to retire. Donald's going to retire. What do you do with – you don't have any picks?
No picks.
You're this bad, and now you don't have your first-round pick. McVay's going to go to the TV booth.
Yep. You love that guy.
Yeah.
And so, I mean, they're going to go from winning the Super Bowl. Congrats. Brand new stadium in L.A. Awesome job. And then it's going to be a dumpster fire for a long, long time.
All right. There you go. Well done. Help us out, too. I mean, we're missing TV shows. We're missing stuff, too. All the stuff with the streaming and all the apps. Oh, my God.
There will be.
Can't keep up.
We'll probably get a minimum of 15 to anywhere between 15 and 30 shows today. And that I haven't even heard of, I bet.
Just send them in. FTM@VSiN.com or tweet at us. White Lotus, Dahmer, all the Star Wars stuff. I mean, it's something every month or there's something new. Go ahead.
Let me give you this on Judge real quick. This is from Jeff Passan. He flew into San Diego at the last minute to decide among three teams, Yankees, Giants, and Padres.
Padres?
Imagine that.
Oh.
The Yankees bumped their offer to 9 years, 360, and in the end, Judge decided he wanted to remain a Yankee.
From what? Did it say?
You know
what the Giants offered, according to reports.
Only 280 characters there.
Ah.
The pro tip of the hour, underdogs of 3.5 or higher are 69-45 ATS, 61% this year.
Yeah.
That applies to 10 teams this week? Wow. Okay. That's strong. You get one every hour, so that means at least 20 every single day, and you can sort them by sport and by show for VSiN Pro subscribers at VSiN.com. Up next, we'll continue talking Major League Baseball. Former Marlins president David Sampson is going to join the program. He nailed this then, right?
Nailed it.
He said if the money was going to be similar, he was going to remain a Yankee. So he's not going to be surprised. But will the Yankees now make any other moves? We'll ask him about that coming up next.
There's a new way to bet on things outside of sports with Kalshi. Maybe you have a thought on TikTok. Will Congress ban it or won't they? Will Taylor Swift's album be album of the year? What about Biden's approval rating or inflation? And a whole lot more. You can trade futures on all of that and make money if you're correct. $20 bonus if you go to Kalshi.com/followthemoney, spelled K-A-L-S-H-I, and deposit $50. There is no guarantee of performance, and an investor could lose their entire investment, including fees. iHeartMedia does not recommend any investments. See further disclosures at Kalshi.com.
At Bet365, we don't do ordinary. We believe that every sport should be epic. Every home run, every hit, every inning, every play. From the moments that are legendary to the ones that fly under the radar. Whether it's a walk-off grand slam or a base hit to center field. Whatever the sport, whatever the moment. It's never ordinary at Bet365. 21 plus only. Must be present in Ohio. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call 1-800-GAMBLER.
I'm Katya Adler, host of The Global Story. Over the last 25 years, I've covered conflicts in the Middle East, political and economic crises in Europe, drug cartels in Mexico. Now I'm covering the stories behind the news all over the world in conversation with those who break it. Join me Monday to Friday to find out what's happening, why, and what it all means. Follow The Global Story from the BBC wherever you listen to podcasts.